奉主耶稣圣名，开始来学习雅歌。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to study the Song of Solomon.
所罗门王在年轻的时候写了雅歌。
King Solomon, he wrote the book of Song of Solomon when he was young.
在中年的时候写了箴言。
And when he was in his middle age, he wrote Proverbs.
在晚年的时候写了传道书。
And when he was of old age, he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
读雅歌会让我们对爱情婚姻有更深刻的体会。
When we read the Song of Solomon, we'll feel deeper into love and about marriage as well.
会让我们更加幸福。
And it'll make us even more joyful and even more blessed.
那读箴言呢？随时都有人生的座右铭来引导我们的前面的路。
And if we read the Book of Proverbs, then we'll have a lot of sayings, wise sayings to lead our way.
我们读传道书对生命的意义跟价值有更深刻的体验。
And if we read the book of Ecclesiastes, then we'll feel have a deeper meaning into our lives.
我们这次没有学习那么多，我们要来读雅歌。
Today, this time we're not learning so much, but we're only going to learn about the book of Song of Solomon.
我们想一起来完成一个任务。
We want to accomplish a mission together.
我们平常比较没有那么安静的时刻来读一卷这个雅歌的这个书。
And usually we do not have such a quiet time to quiet down to read the Song of Solomon.
我们希望这次能够把它读过一次。
And we hope that we are able to finish this book this time.
我们更希望能够把每一句每一节它的意思呢都把它解释过。
And we also hope that we are able to explain every verse of the book.
那圣灵带领我们，让我们去深入那个字句之后的背后的那个属灵的意义。
And may the Holy Spirit guide us that we may able to understand the meaning behind every word of it.
为什么要学雅歌？
And why do we need to learn the book of Song of Solomon?
第一个，从雅歌来学习婚姻跟爱情。
First, we want to learn from the Song of Solomon about marriage and love.
那第二个就是进一步的从这些教训呢，去体会基督跟教会之间的关系。
And secondly, through these teachings, you want to know the relationship between Christ and the church.
所以有两个目标。
So there are two goals.
那怎么样来学习呢？
So how can we learn from it?
第一个，我们要熟读这个雅歌。
Number one, we have to read very carefully.
我们用最简易的这个释经学的法则来从字面呢先查考它的意思。
We use a method in the hermeneutics to try to understand the meaning behind each word.
就是有关这个历史背景的查考。
For example, the study into the historical background.
它是依附在哪一个背景底下所产生的一本著作。
And what kind of history is this book written in?
我们先了解。
This is what we need to understand first.
那么再来就从上下文这个字句上下文这个文脉的这样的一脉相承的这个意思我们去查考。
Then we want to study it based on the context of the words.
那第三个可能我们碰到一些困难的字词义。
Number three, we may encounter some words that are difficult to understand the meaning.
好像路上的一块石头。
For example, a rock on the road.
把这个石头搬开，大概整句整段我们都可以了解。
And we remove this rock, then we're able to understand the entire sentence and the entire structure.
那除此呢，还有已经解经圣经互相参照，彼此解释。有对应我们来查考。
And also we're going to study based on using the passage, the Bible, to explain the Bible itself.
那这些小弟会为各位来做代劳。
And I would be here to explain everything to you.
大概提供给我们的讲义里头应该都有比较详细的解说了。
And the notes that are provided to you, there are some details that are written in there already.
所以我们读圣经，我们看讲义，大概都可以理解这些教训。
So if we read the Bible and we also refer to the notes, we're able to understand the teachings behind it.
但是不可否认的，读雅歌有存在着一些困难。
But undeniably, there are some difficulties in reading the Song of Solomon.
第一个困难就是说，因为它是用一种诗歌的形式来呈现。
The first difficulty is because it is presented as a song.
它牵涉到很多的比喻啊，象征的这个手法。
And there's a lot of the parables, and there's a lot of the symbols in it.
啊，我们尽量去能够做正确的、完整的这个解释。
Oh, so we need to, we want to explain this in a very complete manner.
那第二个困难。
The second difficulty.
它好像这种男女主角之间的那种用情歌的方式来对唱。
And it is like a love song between a man and a woman.
可是呢，因为这个原来的文字呢，它并没有标点符号。
But because in the original text there is no punctuations.
而且它也没有标示底下这一段话语是男主角讲的还是女主角的发言。
And there it does not lay out which words are spoken by the man, the man or the woman.
所以我们在读的时候要去怎么界定也呈现一个困难。
So when we're reading it, it is difficult to decide which words are spoken by whom for us to kind of make decision on it.
可是呢，最直接可以去解决的就是用上下文一脉的意义呢我们来查考去作为一个揣摩，然后能够去确认它。
But what we are able to do is to look at the context and try to decide and to determine which words are spoken by whom.
这样的一个方式大概可以解决雅歌里头这一方面大部分的问题。
And if we do it in this manner, then we're able to solve most of the problems in the Song of Solomon.
第三个困难。
The third difficulty.
我们读到类似有一些在男女主角在情爱的过程有一些比较露骨的一些文字的描述。
And when we're reading the love between the man and the woman, we'll see a little bit more explicit description of the words.
所以曾经有很多人戴有色的眼镜去看雅歌。
So sometimes some people they use their own perspective to look at the Song of Solomon.
但是犹太人他们有一句话这么说。
But some people they have these words for it.
很多的解经家也都认同底下的这句话。
And a lot of the Bible scholars they agree with this saying.
他说雅歌比我们绝大多数人的手都更干净。
Song of Solomon is cleaner than most of our hands.
我们把它看在是婚姻之内的夫妻的一体的关系。
And what we see is the relationship inside the marriage, the relationship of one flesh.
没有所谓的露骨不露骨。
And there's nothing explicit about it.
因为在真正的爱里头只有完全的接纳。
Because in true love, there is only complete acceptance.
婚姻之内的爱提供给我们没有距离的去亲近一个异性。
And love inside a marriage, it offers us a way to love another person without any distance.
所以这个婚姻是最美妙的感觉。
So, marriage is the most wonderful feeling.
我们应该要用清洁的心来读雅歌。
We need to read the Song of Solomon with a pure heart.
就如同我们刚刚提到的，我们读雅歌的第二个目标。
And just as how we have mentioned the second goal for us to read the Song of Solomon.
从夫妻的这个爱情，我们反思转到基督跟教会之间的关系。
From the love between a husband and a wife, we want to actually understand the love, the relationship between church and Christ.
那就真的会比我们绝大多数人的手会更加的清洁了。
Then you would definitely be cleaner than most of our hands.
清洁的心来读雅歌。
We read it with a pure heart.
它的感受是美妙的。
And it is a very wonderful feeling.
我们应该从这个方向来努力。
We need to work towards this direction.
让我们的心灵的这个眼界呢，会更加的开阔。
So that our eyesight will be more open.
让我们对真理奥秘的真理的体会更加的深入。
And then we will understand deeper into the truth.
希望我们从这些方面来前进努力。
And we hope that we can work towards, strive towards this area.
所以我们有空的时候可以多读一下雅歌。
And if we have time, we need to read more on the Song of Solomon.
我们也求圣灵亲自来带领我们大家。
We also ask the Holy Spirit to guide every one of us.
因为在解读雅歌一直千百年来都有一个很大的一个误区。
And because in the thousands of years, when people are reading the Song of Solomon, there are a lot of misunderstandings.
就是所谓的直接从文字就去思考这个灵异的解经。
And that is people they use the words itself to do spiritual to try to understand the spiritual meaning behind it.
所以每个人去读雅歌解读雅歌，有些时候我们听起来是天马行空。
So when different people are interpreting the Song of Solomon, we'll see that we'll feel that it is something very out of this world.
有时候是牛头不对马嘴。
And sometimes the two cannot be put together.
有时候我们听起来匪夷所思。
And sometimes we can't even understand the meaning behind it.
这到底是从什么地方引过来的？
So where is this reference from?
字面的意义跟灵异的解经之间那一条理路是怎么理出来的？
And how is this word connected to the spiritual meaning and where's the connection for it?
这是一个很大的误区。
And so this is a very big misunderstanding for the Song of Solomon.
我们还是重复刚刚的话。
So we want to repeat what we have just said.
简易的最基本的释经的法则是很管用的。
We want to use the very simple method of hermeneutics.
当我们能够严谨的去看待这些。
And when we are able to look at it in a very serious and robust manner,
我们唯有对字面有正确的领受, 我们才能够有正确的灵异的反思。
And only when we can understand the word correctly can we understand its spiritual meaning correctly.
有正确的解经才能够有正确的应用。
Only the correct way of interpreting the Bible can we apply it correctly.
所以事实上, 字面上的意思, 它本来只有一个。
And so, in fact, the words on the surface, there's only one meaning.
但是做无穷无尽天马行空的这种思考解读其实都很多是个人化的因素。
But then there may be infinite number of spiritual meaning for that word, but these are all personal feelings for it.
那在这方面我们会尽力的努力。
So on this, in terms of this, we will try to strive towards in this area.
但是我们还是承认它存在着很大的困难。
But we need to understand that this is indeed a very difficult task.
那么当我们能够尽力的从字面的意思去理解的时候，
But if we're able to understand the meaning of the word itself,
我们只要做一个动作就可以。
We only need to do one thing.
那个解释出来的真理的原则， 把它用在我们, 这个基督跟教会之间的关系。
And the truth, the principle of the truth that is explained and interpreted out of it, we apply it on the relationship between Christ and the church.
当然也用在我们的婚姻。
And of course, we apply it onto our marriage as well.
我们大家做目标来追求。
And this is the direction that we want to pursue it.
同时可以去体会一下我们跟基督的关系。
And at the same time, we want to feel, experience our relationship between us and Christ.
所以他的学习是两轴并进的。
So this learning has two different parallel lines.
从字面上的意思去解读出他的真理的教训的这些原则，用首先用在我们的婚姻。
So first of all, we want to interpret it in terms of the truth and apply it into our marriage.
那另外一个轴向就是我们反思用在基督跟教会的关系。
And the other axis is that we want to apply it to understand our relationship between church and Christ.
但我们不可能无穷无尽的对于一些细节细微末节的 这个解读我们都能够掌握的完整。
And of course, we're not able to grasp every detail in the book.
为了谨慎起见呢。
But if we want to be very careful about it,
我们在反思应用在灵异上的时候，我们还是要谨慎。
And when we want to apply it in some kind of spiritual meaning, we need to be very careful.
但是至少我们从字面去解读出来以后的那个真理的原则，它是可以适用在婚姻里头。
But then if we can interpret the truth out of the words itself, then we can use that in terms of our marriage.
那底下我们大概用半个小时的时间，我们就开始来读雅歌。
So we'll use about half an hour to read the Song of Solomon.
所罗门王，所罗门这个发音。
And the Solomon, this pronunciation.
就是平安，太平的意思。
It means peace.
那苏拉密女，苏拉密这个也是平安的意思。
And Shunammite woman, the Shunammite, the word itself also means peace.
它两个字的字根其实原来是一样的。
And the root words are, in fact, the original in the original text are the same.
但一个是阳性，一个是阴性。
But one is masculine and the other is feminine.
所以所罗门王跟他的王后。
So King Solomon and his queen.
还有同样的字根。
And they have the same root word.
同名。
And they have the same name.
就夫妻原来就是一体的。
In fact, husband and wife, they are one flesh. King Solomon, prefigures Jesus Christ. Number one, because they were both the son of David.
那第二, 他们都在耶路撒冷当王, 一个是属地的, 一个是属灵的。Number
two, they were both kings in Jerusalem. One is the earthly king, one is the heavenly king.
所罗门王是智慧的王,
King Solomon is the king, wise king.
啊, 耶稣基督就是智慧的化身, 他就是真理的本身。
And Jesus Christ, he is the wisdom itself, and he is truth itself.
啊, 耶稣基督是和平的君王。
And Lord Jesus, he is the king of peace.
啊, 所罗门王, 啊, 在位的时候, 鲜少征战。
And when King Solomon, he was reigning over the kingdom, there was no war.
神给他的是一个太平、安息、平安的象征。
And God gave him a symbol, become a symbol of peace.
啊, 那所罗门王他建造圣殿。
And King Solomon, he built the temple.
啊, 主耶稣建立属灵的殿,
and Lord Jesus, he built the spiritual temple, which is the church.
所以所罗门王预表耶稣基督。
So King Solomon, he prefigures Jesus Christ.
那苏拉密女, 啊, 就是这个王后,
and the Shunammite woman is the queen.
啊, 所以预表的教会, 预表的真教会的信徒。
And she prefigures the members of the true church and the true church.
因为他们有同样的名, 是一体的关系。
Because they have the same name and they are the relationship is one flesh.
那苏拉密这个名字从所罗门这个发音演变过来。
And the Shunammite woman, this meaning is come from Solomon.
啊, 所以我们每个基督徒都是配得耶稣基督的名，都成为他名下的人。
So all the Christians, we are under the name of Christ.
所罗门王, 啊, 他是王, 他, 苏拉密是他的心腹, 啊, 教会就是基督的心腹。
And Solomon, he is a king, and Shunammite woman is his bride. So a church is the bride of Christ.
所罗门跟苏拉密结为一体。
And Solomon and Shunammite woman, they unite into one.
透过爱情的追求, 透过婚姻的一个形式, 啊, 结合在一起。
And through the pursuit of love and also through the marriage, they are united as one.
啊, 彼此相亲也彼此相属。
And they love each other, and they also belong to each other.
好, 那我们现在开始来读第一章。
And we are now going to read chapter 1.
如果我们把这整个八章的章节呢, 小弟提供的讲义是把它分成有六首诗歌。
And in these eight chapters, I have split it into six songs.
那这六首诗歌都, 有它的一个标题。
And these six songs, there are the titles for these each of the songs.
那当然就是分段的时候就是有客观的查考，然后有一个我们用主观的一个标题啊，去把它涵盖这些内容。
And of course, we have a very objective way of splitting the divisions, but then we have a subjective way of defining what each section means.
我们先看第一节。
And let's read verse 1.
提到所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
啊, 就是一个比较级当中的最高级, 是最优雅, 最美好的诗歌。
And this is the ultimate comparison, which is the best of the best.
啊, 他照原来的意思应该是说, 所罗门做的诗歌, 或是送给所罗门的诗歌。
The original meaning should have been the song written by Solomon or the song given to Solomon.
啊, 但是这些都没有妨碍我们理解说, 所罗门就是雅歌的作者。
But then this does not influence our understanding that Solomon is the writer for the Song of Songs.
啊, 整个雅歌里头有七次提到所罗门这个名字。
And in the Song of Songs, there are seven times it mentions the name Solomon.
啊, 就是这个这首诗歌里头最重要的人物。
And this is the most important character in the Song of Songs.
啊, 其实就是那位良人。
In fact, it is the beloved.
啊, 所以这是所罗门的诗歌。
And this is the Song of Solomon.
啊, 你要理解这是为他做的或是他所做的都可以。
And you can understand it as this is the song made for him or this is the song made by him. They are both okay.
那因为他谈论王跟王后之间纯洁的爱。
And it talks about the pure love between him and the queen.
啊, 可以说是最优雅最高级的一首诗歌了。
And this is the best songs out there.
但是在另外一个轴向来看的时候，就是神跟百姓之间的关系。
But if you look at it at a different axis, then we understand that this is the relationship between God and His people.
圣经就是用婚姻来比喻神跟百姓的关系。
And the Bible uses marriage to describe the relationship between God and His people.
那新约圣经就是来用婚姻来比喻基督跟教会的关系。
And the New Testament uses marriage to describe the relationship between Christ and the church.
那这样的一个婚姻关系。
And for this relationship of a marriage,
它表达救赎的真理。
And this represents the truth of salvation.
哇，这个救赎可以说是在我们生命中最重要的一个话题。
And salvation is the most important topic in our life.
啊，用雅歌去把它表达出来。
And this is expressed by Song of Solomon.
啊，当然它可以称为最优雅的一首诗歌。
And therefore, it is the Song of Songs.
啊，谈论到神的爱。
It is talking about the love of God.
人间的关系。
And also the love in the humankind.
夫妻是一体的关系。
For husband and wife, they are one flesh.
父子是骨肉的关系。
And for father and son, they are of this flesh and blood.
骨肉不是一体关系。
And flesh and blood, the relationship of flesh and blood is not of one flesh.
夫妻才是一体关系。
Only husband and wife, they are the relationship of one flesh.
男人有一天要离开父母。
And the man, one day, he will depart from his parents.
要与妻子联合。
And he will be united to his wife.
一个男人他一生当中大概有三次离开他的妈妈。
And for a man, there are three times that where he will depart from his mother.
每一次离开都让他更加的成熟成长。
And every time he departs from his mother, he will become even more mature.
第一次离开妈妈的肚脐。
And the very first time is that he departs from the womb of his mother.
那个脐带剪断了。
After he cuts the umbilical cord.
从母亲的子宫里面出来了。
He comes out of the womb.
这个胎儿变成婴孩。
And this baby has come out.
他慢慢的成长。
And this baby starts to grow.
结婚的时候，他再一次的离开妈妈。
And when he is married, then once again he leaves his mother.
跟他生命中第二个重要的女人结为一体。
And then he is united in one flesh with the second most important woman in his life.
他要独当一面，他要承担一个家庭。
He has to be independent and he has to carry a family.
所以他会更加的成熟。
And that is why he will become even more mature.
男孩变成男人。
A boy becomes a man.
第三次可能就是妈妈一般来讲会先于孩子来离开这个世界。
And the third time is when the mother will be the first to depart to leave the son.
我们想起以撒的故事。
When we think about the story of Isaac.
以撒的母亲过世了。
When the mother of Isaac has passed away.
哀伤了好几年。
And Isaac, he was sad, sorrowful for many years.
利百加进入他的心中，进入他的生命里头。
And Rebecca came inside his heart and came inside his life.
他选择爱利百加。
And he chose to love Rebecca.
他不是选择所爱的。
He did not choose who to love.
因为他第一次见面就是结婚那一天。
Because the first time they met was the first time that they were married.
他是爱他所选择的。
So he loved the one that he chose.
我们通常会说有情人终成眷属。
And sometimes we will say that it is the best that you marry the person of your dreams.
那以撒是成眷属者皆是有情人。
But then for Isaac, the person he married becomes the person of his dreams.
那是一个更高的层级。
And that is even a higher level of it.
娶她为妻，并且爱她。
He married her and he also loved her.
今天这个世界有多少男人娶她为妻，但是并不爱她
？And how many men in this world?Today, that he married a woman, but then he does not love her.
丧母之痛持续了几年。
And he was sad because he lost his mother for many years.
生命中另外一个重要的女人进入他的生命里头。
And then another woman, that is a very important woman, came inside his life.
他只有爱，爱她或是更爱她。
He only loved her, or he loved her even more.
结果这个爱情，这个婚姻，止住了他的丧母之痛。
And this marriage has stop his sorrow for his mother.
所以男人是要离开父母的。
So man needs to leave the father and mother.
他才能够成长成熟。
Only then can he grow and can he be mature.
他才能够承担一个家庭。
Only then will he be able to take on and bear a family.
所以我们说这个雅歌是最优雅的诗歌了。
So we say that Song of Songs is the most beautiful song.
我们这次的主题是万物的结局尽了。
And the theme for this year is the end of all things is near.
我们从道德的沉沦方面来看，的确是这样。
And if we look at the decline of morality, it is indeed the case.
我们从魔鬼在灵界的混乱作为来看，也是如此。
We see the work, a chaotic work of Satan in the spiritual realm, it is also the case.
啊，我们看看很多的异端啊，歪曲的、扭曲的真理呢，一直啊，似是而非的真理一直在流窜着。
We see that there are many heresies and many distorted truths that are being spread around.
我们看今天已经进入21世纪了。
Today, we have already entered into the 21st century.
21世纪有一个很明显的现象，就是解构，很多基本的构造都被解构了。
And in the 21st century, there is a very clear sign of it, which is to deconstructing of something.
首先就是夫妻之间啊，这种原来是一体关系的这个会被解构，被解开。
And the originally the relationship of husband and wife, it is deconstructed and destroyed.
那夫妻如果不再有爱的时候，这个家庭就会分开了。
And if there is no love between a husband and a wife, then this family will be split apart.
啊，有问题的夫妻就变成有问题的家庭。
And for a problematic couple becomes a problematic family.
那家庭的问题变成社会的问题。
A problematic family becomes a problematic society.
它会变成人类的大问题。
It becomes the biggest problem in humankind.
这当中有关于真理，有关于道德，有关于信仰。
And there is the it has to do with the truth and morality and our faith.
在这样一个解构的时代。
In this time and age of deconstruction,
在这样一个人们不再有单纯夫妻之间不再的存在着单纯的爱的时候的时刻
，and when it is a time between husband and wife, there's no longer a pure love behind between them.
我们在温哥华教会的会堂
，and we're in the chapel of Vancouver Church.
啊，也许在我们的寝室点着台灯，我们读雅歌。
Perhaps in our own bedroom, turn on the light and then we read the Song of Solomon.
让我们再次的在字里行间找到真理。
And let us, through reading these, let us find the truth inside the words.
让圣灵的感动有亮光显在我们的心中。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to give us light inside our hearts.
让我们再次的珍惜我们眼前的爱情。
So that we can once again cherish the love right before us.
让我们再一次的立志，不管付出多少代价，我们要拥有一个完整的家。
And so that we can once again determine that no matter how much price I'm going to pay, I'm going to have a complete family.
教会里头每一个家庭都是健全。
And if every family in the church is complete.
因为每一对夫妻都恩爱。
If every husband and wife is loves each other.
都活出基督的爱来。
If they live out the love of Christ,
就像基督的心腹顺服基督一样。
And just like the bride of Christ, how she submits to Christ,
这个教会就可以在现世的这个世界当中来做见证。
Then this church is able to bear testimony in this world.
家庭就是我们信仰的堡垒。
And our family is the fortress of our faith.
也是我们孩子的王国。
And it is the kingdom for our children as well.
我们的孩子要得到保护。
And for our children, in order for them to be protected.
这个世界告诉我们，同性婚姻是可以的。
And this world tells us that a homosexual marriage is permissible.
这个世界告诉我们，大学同居没什么不可以。
And this world tells us that when you're in your university and you're cohabiting with someone else, it is okay.
当我们的法律都认同的同性婚姻，都可以认同同居的。
And when our law can accept homosexual marriage and also cohabitation,
谁来保护我们的孩子？
Who is there to protect our children?
谁来告诉我们的孩子真理是什么？
Who is there to tell our children what is the truth?
谁来告诉我们的孩子将来神的审判标准是什么？
Who is there to tell our children what are the criteria for judgment in the future?
从夫妻开始。
It is starting from the husband and the wife.
夫妻的恩爱就是孩子的幸福。
And the love between the husband and the wife, it is the blessing of our children.
这是每一个人绝对有权利去享用的爱。
And this is every one of us, we have the right to enjoy this love.
也是每一个人一定要倾其全力要去拥有的。
And this is also every one of us, we have to strive to attain this.
婚姻啊，关系到我们的这个，不但是牵扯到我们的喜怒哀乐。
Our marriage doesn't just influence our feelings.
它也关系到我们今生以及来世啊的福分。
It also has to do with the blessing that we have in this earth and also in the life to come.
有人一辈子幸福。
And some people, they live a very blessed life all their lives.
无关于家财万贯。
And perhaps they are not very rich.
啊，因为他有一个甜蜜的爱情。
But they're blessed because they have a very wonderful love.
有人一辈子痛苦。
And some people, they are live in suffering all their lives.
不是他失去了世界。
And not because they have lost the entire world.
他有一个失败的婚姻。
But because they have a failed marriage.
啊，他牵扯到我们的喜怒哀乐。
And so marriage has to do with everything that we are feeling.
也会影响到我们的信仰。
And it will influence, it will affect our faith as well.
外头有很多的书。
And there are many books out there.
很多那些作者，其实他们的婚姻并不美满。
In fact, a lot of those authors, their marriage, they are not very good marriages.
回到雅各来读一读。
And so when we come back to the Song of Solomon and take a look.
听一听从神来的声音。
Let us listen to the word from God.
看看神怎么引导我们的婚姻。
Let us see how God is guiding our marriage.
听听这位设立的婚姻的这一位主，他告诉了我们什么婚姻之道。
Let's listen to the one that has instituted marriage. What are the teachings of marriage that he's going to teach us?
所以要埋首在雅歌。
So we need to put our head into reading the Song of Solomon.
读出他的感动来。
And to read out the movements inside our hearts.
也能够看见他的亮光。
And so that we can also see the light in it.
用这个作为目标来检视我们现在的婚姻。
And we use this as a goal to look into our marriage today.
耶稣一定会带领。
And Lord Jesus will definitely guide us.
如果我们愿意，我们也可以得到改变。
And if we are willing, we are able to be changed as well.
虽然目标可能这样的高，这么远。
Even though the goal seems to be very far away and seems to be unattainable.
但是我们的主曾经应许啊。
But Lord Jesus, our Lord has promised us.
他也会带领我们。
And he will guide us.
有保惠师就在我们心中啊。
And the counselor is inside our hearts.
是时候了，我们要依靠他的带领。
And it is time for us to rely on his guidance.
让我们走出困境。
And so that we may come out of our difficulties.
用全然的爱去解决眼前的困难。
So that we may use our complete love to solve the problem right in front of us.
歌中的雅歌。
And it is the Song of Songs.
的确是一首非常优雅的歌。
It is the most beautiful song.
我们好的来读。
And we let us read it carefully.
那我们看第二节到第四节。
Let's read from verses 2-4.
第二节到第四节呢，这是出自佳偶啊，这个女主角她的一种渴慕。
And from verses 2-4, it is the yearning of the lady.
愿她用口与我亲嘴。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
这个地方佳偶用第三人称来称良人。
And here the woman uses the third person to describe his the groom.
但是在下一句呢，就用第二人称来称他了。
But the next sentence, she used the second person to talk about the groom.
那个他就变成你了。
And so that him becomes your.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，好像他自己在沉思的时候一种渴慕。
And let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. It seems that it is just a yearning inside her heart, and she's just dreaming about it.
那么等到见面的时候呢，她就可以直接的表达。
But then when they are meeting in person, then she can express this outright.
两个人的关系从第三人称进到第二人称。
So the relationship between them becomes from third person into the second person.
如果我们稍微有留意到的话，其实在诗篇里头有很多这样的手法。
So if we pay attention, in fact, in this book of Psalms, we'll see a lot of these similar techniques.
在诗篇里头啊，作者他称神为他，他下一句他就称你了，神在他眼前了。
In the book of Psalms, you'll see that the author would tell God, say God is a him, and then in the next sentence, he will say you.
这是希伯来文学的一种特别的手法。
And this is a very special way of writing in the Hebrew literature.
让我们感觉到那个关系由远而近。
Then we'll feel that this relationship goes from far into very close.
那这个地方佳偶她有一个渴望。
And here, the bride, she has this yearning.
希望他的良人跟他有一种亲密的关系。
And she hopes that the groom can have a very close relationship with her.
那为什么呢? 是什么原因呢?
And why is that? What is the reason?
现在很多青年男女他们想要亲嘴进一步的亲密关系 是什么原因呢?
So why is it so many young people out there they want to kiss and want to have a closer relationship?
你看他这个地方有提到
And here it mentions it.
第一个原因是说，良人的爱情比酒更美。
And the first reason is that for the groom's love is better than wine.
那第二个原因是第三节说的。
And the second reason is written in verse 3.
说良人的膏油馨香，他的名如同倒出来的香膏。
And the fragrance of the groom is a good ointment, and his name is ointment poured forth.
那么在男女主角之外，还有众童女。
And other than the man and the woman, the groom and the bride, there's also the virgins.
我们可以想象在那个舞台上啊, 男女情歌对唱的时候, 后面有一群的诗班和音天使。
Then we can imagine that when the bride and the groom, they're on the stage and behind them, and there is a choir singing.
哦, 好像是作为一个背景。
And just as if they're in the background.
啊, 也作为一个响板, 响声, 或是在做, 伴奏的意思。
And there are the music punk accompaniments to their songs.
你看，连众童女都可以去认同这个爱，都可以去做见证的。
So here, even the virgins is able to acknowledge and to witness this love.
所以良人是用这样的爱来吸引这个佳偶。
So the groom is using this love to attract the bride.
当然夫妻的关系就可以进到内室的那种亲密。
And of course, the relationship between husband and wife can go inside into their inner chamber.
那带来婚姻中的欢喜快乐。
And they can enjoy the love and the joy inside their marriage.
每个人都在羡慕他们的爱情。
And everyone will be admiring their love.
因为这个爱情比酒更美。
Because this love is better than wine.
夫妻之间啊, 要用彼此用爱来吸引对方。
So between a husband and wife, they have to attract each other with love.
这个心腹不是说你是王, 你用我, 你的权位来吸引我, 你的家财万贯来吸引我, 你满城都是银子的这样的财物来吸引我, 不是讲。
And the bride did not say to the king that you're attracting me because of your power and because of your money.
单单是因为你的爱情,
but you attract me because of your love.
把这些都拿掉的时候, 我关注的就是你的爱情。
When you take away all these things, what I see is only your love.
那你的爱情是什么样的爱情?
And what kind of love is your love?
比酒更美。
It is better than wine.
酒是人间的美品。
And wine is one of the best things in our life.
啊, 是给人肉体的快乐。
And it offers physical happiness.
但是酒会让人醉了。
But wine will make a person drunk.
啊, 让人失去理性。
It will make a person lose himself.
他是在肉体上去迷醉。
And it is making someone drunk and lose himself physically.
他造成理性上的错乱。
And you'll make a person to lose his senses.
那是一种感官的刺激。
So it is a stimulation in our physical body.
所以现在良人的爱比酒更美是什么意思?
So what does it mean that your love is better than wine?
超越人间的最大的快乐。
It is it is better than even the greatest happiness in our life.
它不是专注在肉体的欢愉。
It is not focusing on the physical enjoyments.
性爱可以成为爱延伸跟深刻的表达。
And the love of a sexual relationship, it can be an expression of love.
但是他们之间的亲密关系是因为爱而结合。
But then the relationship between them, it is because of love itself.
有真正的爱, 那个性才是可贵的。
Only true love can make the sexual relationship very precious.
而且那个 那个性才是这么自然的深度表达。
And only then would this relationship, sexual relationship, would express very deeply.
没有谈金钱。
They do not talk about money.
没有谈世上的享受。
They do not talk about the enjoyment in the world.
没有谈金银财宝。
They do not talk about all the treasures in the world.
无关他的权位, 无关他的钱财。
It does not have to do with his power or his money.
因为他的爱。
Only because of his love. And this love is better than wine. And can the husband and wife attract each other with a love that is better than wine?
当我们能够这么做的时候, 那个很自然的进入一体的关系呢, 才是那样的坦诚, 那样的美好,
Only when we do this can we enter into the relationship of one flesh, very honestly.
我们的主也是用比酒更美的爱来吸引我们。
And our Lord is also attracting us with a love that is better than wine.
为我们成为贫穷。
And he became poor for us.
流尽宝血的最后一滴。
And he has poured out all his, shed all his blood.
啊，他从那么高降到这么低来。
And from such a high place, he went to a very low place.
他充满万有，但是他把自己缩小。
He feels all in all, but then he has made himself small.
丈夫如果能够如此的作为。
If a husband is able to do this,
啊，妻子怎么不被吸引呢？
And how would the wife not be attracted by him?
哦，那第二个理由。
And the second reason.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth.
那这个地方是用膏油来比喻他的名。
And here it is using the ointments to describe his name.
这也是圣经一贯的手法。
And this is also the technique inside the Bible.
在传道书第七章的第一节。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1.
他说名誉强如美好的膏油。
And it says that ointment is, a good name is better than precious ointment.
名誉是怎么来的？
And where does a good name come from?
为什么名誉如同膏油那么馨香呢？
And why is a good name better than just like a good fragrance?
名誉是从好的品性来的。
A good name comes from good character.
这个王他有美好的品性来吸引他的太太。
And this king, he has good character to attract his wife.
所以不是只有用比酒更美的爱来吸引。
He's not just attracting her with a love that is better than wine.
这个王他有完美的形象。
And this king, he has a perfect image.
他散发出全人的魅力。
And he has a perfect, complete charisma.
他可能一言一行啊，言行举止都是散发着魅力来。
And whatever he's doing, whatever he's saying, he has a attraction to the other.
有美好的灵性。
And he has wonderful spirituality.
不断地追求道德的更高处。
He's always striving to improve in his morality.
显出非常多的属灵的美德来。
And he shows a lot of spiritual virtues.
当时间往前移的时候，他的灵修更好。
When the time is going forward, then his progress of spirituality is also growing as well.
结婚三年，结婚五年，结婚十年，那个爱更加的紧密。
And marrying for 3, 5, 10 years, and their love is becoming even deeper.
因为他不断成长的时候。
Because he's always growing.
他一直都可以让对方在自己的身上发觉有更多的好品性。
And he can let the other person see he has another good quality inside him.
就是这样啊，那个名誉就好像膏油。倒出来一样。
So this good name is just like a fragrant ointment poured forth.
如果我们也能够留意一下这里的用字遣词。
And if we can pay attention to the words used here.
也可以去体会希伯来文学的美妙。
And we can also experience the wonderfulness of the Hebrew language.
你看第三节它怎么样形容这个膏油呢？
And how does it describe the ointment in verse 3?
如同倒出来的香膏。
And just like an ointment poured forth.
在雅各里头有很多的图像描述。
And in the book of the Song of Solomon, we'll see that there's a lot of imageries.
它一直描述，然后引我们进入那个美的图画。
And it always describes things and causes us to see a certain imagery.
那个图像的记忆是最深刻的。
And usually an image will leave us the deepest impression.
这个膏油倾倒出来的时候，它缓缓而流。
So when an ointment is poured forth, this ointment is flowing out very slowly.
我们似乎就真的看到它的流动，它发出它的香气来。
Then we can see that this ointment is flowing, and we can also smell the fragrance of it.
我们去百货公司一楼的专柜。
When we go to a department store,
通常那个时候先生会把太太的手抓得很紧。
Usually at that time, the husband will hold on to the wife's hand very tightly.
因为那个专柜的东西都很贵。
And because all those areas, all those products are very expensive.
大概手抓得紧，赶快搭电梯离开这个是非之地。
So he will grab onto her hand and try to leave this place very quickly.
好了，我们经过香水店，我们不买香水，但是我们闻到香水的味道。
So we go to a perfume store, we pass by it, we do not buy anything, but then we will smell the fragrance of it.
它的好名声是不 不胫而守的是 无法隐藏起来的。
So his good name is unable to be covered up.
它就是流出来。
It is poured forth.
好的品性是隐藏不住的。
So a good character is not able to be hidden.
好像我们不洒香水，但是我们经过香水店，会闻到香水的气味啊。
And just like we do not put any perfume on us, but then we'll still smell it when we pass by the store.
骄傲不断的在他良人的身上，不断的去发掘他有这么样大的，一直就在提升他全人魅力。
And the bride is always discovering that the groom is improving himself constantly.
所以夫妻的情感要进到更深处。
So when for the husband and wife, their relationship, toward each other has to go even deeper.
比酒更美的爱。
It has to be the love that is better than wine.
啊，有好的名声。
And they need to have a good name.
好像倒出来的香膏。
Just like an ointment poured forth.
那这个婚姻是可期待的。
And this marriage is something for us to love.
所以结婚以后啊。
So after we are married.
啊，所以。最真的爱就是跟同一个人恋爱无数次。
And the purest love is that we fall in love over and over again with the same person.
不是跟所有的人都恋爱一次。
We do not love everyone once.
因为真正的爱有绝对的排他。
Because the true love is exclusive.
内室的关系只能够一对一。
And the relationship inside the inner chamber can only be one to one.
所以我们从第二节到第四节大概可以去体会出这些道理来。
So from verses 2 to 4, we are able to experience and know these teachings.
这个爱是纯真的，这个婚姻是幸福的。
And this love is pure, and this marriage is also very blessed.
带来彼此之间欢喜快乐。
And it can bring about great joy to the couple.
我们绝对有权利来拥有这些。
And we do have the right to attain these.
但我们必须要努力。
But we need to strive hard towards it.
婚姻的果园要经营。
We need to manage, take care of the garden of our marriage.
我们才能够欣赏美丽的花朵，尝到甜蜜的果实。
Only then will we be able to enjoy the flower and also the fruits.
那这些原则，我们把它反思到基督跟我们的关系，可以体会很多。
And if we were to understand this garden as our relationship between us and Christ,
那每个人被圣灵感动的时候，我们自己的经历可能体会都不会有一些不太一样。
And whenever one of us is touched by the Holy Spirit, and our experience may be different.
但是我们解出来的这些真理的原则呢，它的教训应该都是一致的。
But then when we explain these teachings, the principle of the truth will be the same.
我们大概会用这样的方式来解释。
So we use this manner to interpret the Bible.
那我们今天晚上就先讲到这个地方。
So tonight we conclude here.
我们有空看一看雅歌。
If you have time, let us read the Song of Solomon.
我们再来唱诗12首。
Let's sing hymn number 12.